before I get to moment of the day, this was kind of funny. I don't know if you saw this because the guy tagged all of us, but I didn't. This racehorse that escaped Monmouth Park over the weekend was running down Route 36.
Real? When was it? I didn't.
Over the weekend, yeah. Just there's video of it if you want to. Just jogging down the side of the highway, and some guy caught it on tape. So, guy I recognize from Twitter, X, James Baxter, wrote, "The horse is trying to avoid seeing Al when he goes to Monmouth Park in a couple of Sundays.
July 20th. I'll see you out there, 1 o'clock.
Had to escape and run down the road, make sure he's not there for the Al Dukes appearance.
So. I think I get to run in a race. I'm going to get on the back of a horse.
You're such an idiot.
Giddy up.
I would pay to see you that. I would pay
you
to go see
that. You could die on that horse.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're professional jockeys.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you got to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I weigh too much. Less than a jockey. I weigh too much.
You think you weigh more than a jockey?
Yes, for sure. Jockeys are like 118 pounds.
What are you, 140?
152.
Mm. Ooh, you put some weight on.
Hell yeah, Jerry. Muscle. Straight up muscle.
Sure.
I'm working on that osteoporosis. That's the bones, but
yeah. Yeah. Got to strengthen the bones.
Very good, Al. All right, let's get to moment of the day because we were talking time and years and how much of it has passed here at the radio station, what the up-and-comers now might be doing in 10, 20 years, and what a younger Al Dukes circa 2008 would think about where the morning show is at now here in 2025.
What did you think you'd be doing in 2025?
That seemed like a 100 all right. years away. I have no idea.
How long did you think the show would still be going in 2015?
In 2015?
Yes. In 2009.
I would have hummed along right there. I would have just kept
So if I go back in a time machine and I tell 2008 Al Dukes that you are still going to be working in this time slot with Boomer in 2025, you would have said what?
Not likely.
Not likely.
Right, which is why if you ask where those guys are going to be in 10 years, I would think their hope is they're still doing afternoon drive here.
I'm covered in my own piss!
Great. That was future Geo.
Hopefully that's not what Geo is doing in 10 years.
No, it'd be probably 30 years.
Boomer, maybe. I don't know.
30 years, yeah. No, I'm fascinated by it just because of technology. And I feel like the technology year to year now is much different than technology was in 2007 year to year.
That is true.
Like we're going to have legitimately.
It's almost month to month.
Robots will be. Like, the robot boss wants to see you today, Gary. You got to go talk to a robot.
It'll be Grok doing a 24-hour shift.
Let me see what's on FAN. Grok is still on?
Yeah. Oh. I think that was the key for Grok. You ask Grok where to go. They tell you Montana. Jerry said, you said you might not come back. And then Grok slides in, takes over your job, and then all the jobs here at the
fan. AI.
Mm-hmm. Thinking 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, everyone thinks AI is going to take over everything.
That is a fear for a lot of people, yeah.
For everything.
A lot of jobs.
There's going to be no jobs. Everyone's going to be... Meanwhile...
Jobless.
I see so many videos even now, like on YouTube, people can't find jobs. I can't go anywhere where there's not packed with people trying to spend all their money. Like, people just seem to have tons of money to spend.
And restaurants are still packed.
Yeah.
Every night.
So, I don't know... I feel
that, too. I'm like, where is all this money coming from?
I don't know.
People have oodles of money.
Yeah.
Just looking at the cars that are driving around on the roads, like, you know, it's BMWs and Range Rover. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like $80,000 cars.
Yes.
Jeez.
God. You're back tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We will see you tomorrow.
Stuck with me again tomorrow.
All good. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. 9:45. We've got more to do. An interesting call on the board as well, which we will get to that involves Al. 888-808-1019 is the number. Al and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.